the peace.
I am gathered unto thee.
Kana Yoga Vyavasi.
Kana Yoga Vyavasi.
Anam Samastha Jagatta.
Anam Samastha Jagatta.
Vadhyaya Sapa Arjavam.
Vadhyaya Sapa Arjavam.
Ahimsa Satyama Prodha.
Ahimsa Satyama Prodha.
That we should not seek back favor. Yes.
The Blessed Lord said, fearfulness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity and simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion, and freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, and steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, freedom from envy, and the passion for honor, these transcendental qualities of Son of Partha belong to godly men endowed with divine nature.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Abhayam Sapta Samsuddhi. Jnana, Yoga, Bhavasthiti, Dana, Namastha, Jagmastha, Shraddhaya, Stapa, Arjabam, Ahinsa, Satam, Akrodha, Stryaga, Shanti, Rapishnam, Daya, Bhuteshi, Alaluttam, Arjamam, Ki, Achapanam, Tejas, Samadhiti, Sultam, Adroho Natimanita Bhavanti Sampadam Vaidin Abhijata Sabhat. The first thing is that Bhagavan Vaj. These things require for purification. Satta Sanshuddhi. Well, human life is made for satta. Satta. Satta means existence. We are existing. I am existing, you are existing. But we are sometimes appear to be not existing. That is called death. We, every living entity, we are eternal. That is stated in the second chapter that Aja Nitya, Aja Nitya, Shasat, Nahanati Hanumani Sarire. These things require to understand that I am a living being, not only I am, everyone. We are eternal, nitya, shashvat. There are so many universities all over the world and so-called scientists and philosophers, but they do not know that we are eternal. They see the knowledge, advancement of knowledge. Eternal, aja. There is no birth. Na hannate hannamane sarire. After this destruction of this body, I am not finished. I still exist. What is this destruction of this body? That means it is a machine. It is called machine. Jantra Rurani Maya. It is a machine given to me. Just like you take a car, that's a machine. Now somewhere or other, if the car stops not working, does it mean that you are finished? No. I can take another car. This is knowledge. But this knowledge is like people are being educated, but they are all rascals. Because they have no the simple knowledge that ajo sasapayam, I am ajo. How it is ajo? Proof. Yes, there is proof. How I am eternal, if somebody asks, how I am, don't move that body. How I am eternal, there is proof. And he is giving the proof. Krishna, Bhagavad-Gavad, the highest authority, not ordinary person or any living being, Krishna, Krishna to Bhagavan Sayam, Krishna means the Supreme Personality of God. He is saying, he is giving the proof. What is that proof? Devinasmin yathade he kumarajo mananjara. तथा देहांतर प्राप्ति धीर देहिना आई एम देही देही दिस इज बॉडी इज देह बट आई एम नॉट दिस बॉडी यू थिंक अबाउट इफ यू टेक दिस फिंगर यू स्टडी एम आई दिस फिंगर. No, the conclusion is that it is my thing, not I think. Simple little knowledge required. How? Now Krishna gives this example that dehina asmin dehe jatha dehina kumara jovana jara. He has explained in the fact that the beginning is this, that this body is changing. You had a small body, baby's body. Where is that body? If I say, where is that body? What will answer? But you know that I have a small body. I know everyone may know. But where is that body? The body is not existing. I was also a young man like you. But now I am an old man. Old man means my body is defined. Old body. Your body is defined. So, Krishna giving this very nice example, as the baby is changed into a boy is changed into a youth is changed into an old man. So this changing is going on. but I or you, we know that I have such body. I have several times spoken to you that when I was about 6 months old, I remember I was lying down on my eldest sister's lap and she was knitting. I still remember it very vividly. So many things I remember. But where is that body? Lying down on the lap of mother or sister. You cannot say, either you say it has grown or not grown. According to medical science, it is not grown, it is changed. The body is changing. It's like in a film, spool. You'll find so many bodies. One hand is like this, one hand is like this, one hand is like this. And when they are taken together, it moves like this. This is the film. Film means there are different bodies in different positions. And when they are taken at once, it likes that it moves. The picture is not moving. Similarly, we are changing as a different body, but it is taking place so quickly and so imperceptibly by Krishna's energy. The machine is so nice that we are thinking that it is growing. It is not growing. All different bodies, all different. Every moment, every second, that is the scientific. The blood corpuscles are changing and the body is different. So this is the pleasing knowledge of advancing in spiritual knowledge. You do not know what is spirit and what is the spiritual knowledge. This is spirit. The spirit is there, or spirit there in this body. There is the spirit soul, and the spirit soul is permanent. The spirit soul is permanent and it is expressive in different ways according to the change of body. Just like this child is now just like ordinary animal. But this body when will change, he is expressed in a different way. He is expressed in a different way. Similarly, if you get the cat's body, you will express in a different way. If you get the dog's body, you will express in a different way. If you get the body of a tree that you cannot express, you will have to stand simply. You have to suffer. You cannot protest. Somebody is taking your food, cutting your branch. You cannot protest. So, this is going on perpetually. Not perpetually, at least, for many, many millions of years. For many, many millions of years. But because we are fools, especially in this age of Kali Yuga, we do not understand it. Therefore, it is said, satta samsuddhi, you require to be cured of your disease. Ignorance. That is because just like when you become infected with some disease, you go to a physician and he gives you some injection or some medicine so that you may be cured of the extra fever or extra pain due to your disease. Similarly, those who are advanced in knowledge, their satta existence is cured. That is required. Or everyone requires to be cured of this disease of ignorance. Disease of ignorance means I am this body. I am not this body. So, therefore it is said, Sattva-saṁsuddhi. And jnana, this sattva-saṁsuddhi, this purification of my existence is possible. It is simply jnana. Jnana means knowledge. Because I am in ignorance, therefore I am thinking I am this body. So it requires a little jnana, knowledge. Then we will understand that I am not this body, I am different from this body. And because I am in ignorance, therefore I am thinking I am this body, I am this white body, I am this black body, I am this American body, I am this Indian body, I am this cat's body and dog's body. So many different consciousness. On account of this basic principle is this ignorance. So that we have to cure. That is the special advantage of human life. The dogs, the cats, they cannot be cured. They cannot be given the knowledge. Because you are human being, you are together here to get this knowledge. The cats and dogs, they cannot come. They cannot take this knowledge. So, we have got the advantage of getting this knowledge in this life. And again, if we go back to the cats and dogs' knowledge, then what is the benefit of getting this body? So, this civilization, this dog civilization, is so spread all over the world that it is very, very difficult to cure it. We are making little attempt, but the ignorance is so deep. The disease is so acute, it is very, very difficult. But actually the disease is there. And avayam, avayam means fearlessness. So long we are in this body, material body, there are four principles out of which one is bhayam, fearfulness. What will happen? What will happen? Because I am eternal. But my body is to be annihilated. But because this is a psychology, because I am eternal, I do not want my body be annihilated. But it will be. Therefore I am always fearful. When it will be? When it will be? Is the time come? Is the time come? This is called bhaya. Vayam dityavini satasyat, because I am identifying with this body, therefore there is fearfulness. And if by knowledge I can understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, and if you are actually convinced, then there is no fearfulness. In the Western country, there is only one philosopher, Socrates. He was condemned to death because he was speaking that I am soul, I am eternal. That was his fault. So, the judges inquired, Mr. Socrates, now you are going to die. So, what kind of grave you want? So Socrates replied, first of all, capture me, then you put me into the grave. That is fair. You rascal, you are talking of my this body. So body is already material. You put it in the grave or in the hell, it doesn't matter. But I am eternal. You cannot capture me. But this is knowledge. This is abhayam. You are going to be hand or kill. This is fearless. But what is this nonsense? He will kill my body, that's all. He requires very firm knowledge. That is possible. That is possible by Gyan. You are the plasma. His father, divine father, Hiranyakasipu, was chastising him in so many ways. But he was not afraid at all. Fearless. Because he has told me that I am not this body. I am different from body. Now I am not the Hanumani Sujiri. I am not God. It is simply knowledge, pure knowledge. And as soon as you come to that position, that I am not this body, then automatically you become avayam, no fear. Everyone is afraid of being killed. That is the most fearful position. But if you are convinced that I am not killed, I exist, that does not mean I shall be voluntarily prepared to be killed. No, that is not the idea. The idea is that if we are jnanam vairagyam, these two things required in human life. Jnanam vairagyam. Jnanam means I am not this body. This is jnanam. And vairagyam means renunciation. See, if I am not this body, then what I have got to do with this material world? This material world is important because I am identifying myself with this material body. That body is important. Where I shall sit, where shall I eat, where shall I sleep, how shall I be protected, so many things. And there are many instances, just like Dhruva Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy. He went to the jungle. He was sitting alone there. No carefulness. The more you become spiritually conscious, the highest stage of spiritual consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means I am Krishna's. That's all. Krishna says, Mama Ivam, all these living entities are my part and parcel. So you have to understand this relationship with Krishna, that you are Krishna's. And Krishna, what is Krishna? Bhagavan. Bhagavan. What is Bhagavan? Vaisajyasya, samagrasya, vigyasya, jasasastriya, jnana-vairagyasya, saraiti, bhagavana. Everything is definition there. In our basic knowledge, there is no vague idea, rascal's idea, all clear. What is Bhagavan? Immediately, that's the analysis. Definition. This is Bhagavan. Not that so-called Bhagavan incarnation, this Baba, this Yogi, these are all nonsense. Bhagavan is different. God is different. God means definition. You take the definition. Basic definition, Oishajasya. Always, who can claim that I am wealthy, I possess all the wealth of the universe? Who can say? Only Krishna can say. Nobody can say. You may be millionaire, you may be Rockefeller or this Tata, Villas. Well, that is very insignificant position. But the Tata, Rockefeller, they cannot say, no, I possess the whole wealth of the universe. That we cannot say. But Krishna is. Therefore, he is Bhagavan. Aishadrasa. Samadrasa. Samadra means at most where they are. You may imagine. They, all the wealth belongs to Krishna. When he was present on this earth, he showed it. Aishadrasa Samadra. As much as we can comprehend, he showed. 16,000 miles, 16,000 palaces. Who can say it? If we hear of 16, we become surprised. We keep one wife, and that is very difficult for us. We have to think over 100 times whether we shall accept a wife to maintain. You see? But Krishna has 16,000 wives. but not like us having more than wife. One wife is crying, another wife is injured. No. He also expanded himself in 16,000 fold. Every wife is enjoying the husband. That is Bhagavan. That is Bhagavan. Try to understand Bhagavan. Vaishadhyasya samadhyasya bijasya. And if you have got more than wife, and he has started become important. But Krishna, in each wife, he begotten 10 children. I give you 10 children. 16,000 into 10. How much?
160,000.
Huh? They had 10 children again. This is Yadu family. This is Yadu, this is family, Krishna's family. So many. One person. And that is called Bhagavan. So something, Bhagavan. They simply cheat Bhagavan. A rascal present a cheap Bhagavan, a rascal accepts them as Bhagavan. This is not good. Try to find out the actual Bhagavan. That is Krishna. That is, he showed by practical example, he is accepted by greater sages like Narad, Vyasadeva, Devala, or Sri. That is also stating when Arjuna accepted him that you are the Supreme Lord. So, you are the Supreme Lord how? Because people may say, I am your friend, therefore I am accepting. No. All the authorities say that you are the Supreme Lord. And I have understood by your personal explanation. And I accept. Sarva Mahitam Ritamamande, Jadvadasthi. Whatever you have said, I accept it. Because you are Bhagavan. This is Bhagavan. If you accept Bhagavan's word with firm conviction, then your life is perfect. Immediately you become perfect. There is no difficulty. Because I may be imperfect. But if I say that I have understood this glass, this spectacle, is spectacle. I've learned it from authority. That is a fact. I may be imperfect, but because I've learned from authorities that this is a spectacle, this is called spectacle, then this statement is correct. Similarly, we may be imperfect. It doesn't matter. But because we are accepting the words and statement of Krishna, then our knowledge is imperfect. But it is not imperfect. It does not suit very well. So therefore Bhagavan was. We have to hear from Bhagavan, not from rascals. Then your knowledge is perfect. If you hear from rascals, then you become rascal. Don't hear from any rascal. Hear from Bhagavan, and take it and accept it, then gradually your existence will be purified. Just like, if somebody comes, recently it happened, there is a big Mayavadi sannyasi in India. His name is Akhandananda Swami, Parasiddha. Did you know? No. Anyone? Anyway. He is a Mayavadi sannyasi. So, Achyutananda Swami went to sell some books in the camp. So, his disciple requested him, why don't you ask some question from Swami? He said, what I have to ask Swami? You are so convinced that what this rascal can say to me, I know. I have heard from Krishna. This is knowledge. So if you speak to Krishna and hear from me, you haven't got to hear from any rascal. Any rascal. Then you will always try. frontiers from anywhere. That is, therefore you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. As it is. Without any change. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajimana namaskaru. Just become my devotee, always think of me. We are teaching the same thing. We have no difficulty. What we are requesting him? You think of Krishna, chant of him. That's all. Where is the difficulty? We don't say, you think of this, you think of that, this is demigod, that demigod, no. We don't say. What is the use of other demigod? We show all respect to everyone, even to the ass. But that does not mean that any demigod, any dam, any rascal should be worshipped as God. No. That is not possible. We can show respect even to the insignificant ant. Tinadapishunitena tarorapishunitena. That may be relevant. But we cannot accept anyone as God. That is not possible. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. Be convinced, firmly, Krishna su Bhagavan. Bhagavan means Krishna. Nobody else. Kamastasya hitabhyana jajanti annadevota. Annadevota accept as God. They are accepted by the rascal, hitabhyana. Those have lost their knowledge. They have lost hitabhyana. Hitabhyana and Nasta Buddha. Those have lost their knowledge. So don't be lost of your knowledge. Stick to Krishna and accept his laws as it is. And then you will be one day fearless, avayam, sattva samvriddhi. Your existence will be purified, spiritual existence. Purified existence is spiritual. We are spiritual. You are not this material. You say, I am not this sark. You are not this sark. You are within this sark. Similarly, asmin dehe, dehi nasmi, jathadi. Dehi nasmi, jathadi. We are within this sark. This is the first knowledge. That I am not this body. Why I shall be puffed up with this body? This is superfluous. I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, my only business is with Krishna. It's by your hand, part and parcel of your body. His only business is to this body. I am taking care of this body. I am taking care of this hand, this leg, this head. Because there is intimate relationship with this body and with this head. I am not, suppose, if you are in danger, your head is in danger. I'm not going to protect. But when my head is in danger, I prepare to give life. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is all powerful. He says, I'll give you protection. And he has just like, I'm giving protection to my hands and legs. So what about Krishna? Krishna also prepared. But if you deny his protection, that is a different thing. But if you are prepared to take his protection, ahamkara sarva papa, then you should immediately attend avayam namotya. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. If Krishna wants to kill you, who can save you? Nobody can save you. And if Krishna wants to protect you, who can kill you? This is love. So if you want to be fearless, if you want to sanctify your existence, take to Krishna consciousness, don't be deviated. Thank you very much.